This is Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Valencia, V-A-L-E-N-C-I-A, first name Hilda, H-I-L-D-A, date of birth December 24, 1975, date of evaluation December 2nd, 2024, B. Referring physician, Dr. Saqib, S-A-Q-I-B, Hassan, H-A-S-A-N. The chief complaint, 48-year-old female seen preoperatively, and she is scheduled to undergo cervical surgery, period. The HCI, the patient is a 48-year-old female who works in special education. Period. She reports pain, she reports developing pain involving the right shoulder and neck beginning in approximately March of 2022, period. She has progressive pain, tingling, and weakness of the right arm, period. She was treated conservatively to include spinal injections without significant improvement, period. Patient subsequently scheduled for surgery, period. She has had no chest pain, orthopnea, or PND, period. As noted, she has had neck and shoulder pain, period. Pain has been constant, aching, and located in the right cervical paramidline, right superior trapezius, right deltoid, triceps, forearm, and into all digits of the right hand, period. Associated symptoms have included problems with manual dexterity of the right hand, numbness and tingling in the right hand, period. The patient had underwent MRI and was further referred for x-ray evaluation, period. She was found out C5-6 right paracentral disc herniation, C5-6 moderate central canal and right foraminal stenosis, C4-5 moderate central canal stenosis, right cervical radiculopathy, hyperprogressive, right shoulder impingement, period. The patient is now scheduled for surgical treatment, period. It is anticipated that she will undergo C5-6 anterior cervical discectomy fusion for diagnosis G95.20 and R29.898, period. The patient again denies chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations. She has normal exercise tolerance, period. Past medical history, prediabetes, neck number borderline hypercholesterolemia, past surgical history, C-section, neck number, and tummy tuck, medication, none, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother had diabetes, grandmother had diabetes, father had heart disease and CVA, social history, patient denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use, renal system, She reports weight gain. Eyes, she wears reading glasses. Neck, she has stiffness, decreased range of motion and pain. Respiratory, she reported recent cough. Cardiovascular, she has noted lower extremity swelling. Psychiatric, she reports nervousness, depression, and insomnia. Review of systems otherwise is unremarkable. Physical examination, modified blood pressure 131/89, pulse 79, respiratory rate 17, height 52 inches, weight 220.2 pounds. In general, she is a mildly obese female who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The neck exam reveals tenderness on rotation and flexion. Period. Abdomen is obese but non-tender. Period. There are no masses noted. Period. No organic nucleus present. Period. Neurologist, she has decreased grip strength involving the right hand. Period. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 83 beats per minute and is otherwise normal. Period. The impression. This is a 48-year-old female who sustained an injury to the right shoulder and neck. Period. She had failed conservative therapy. Period. She is noted to have C5/6 right paracentral disc herniation, neck number C5/6, moderate central canal and right foraminal stenosis, neck number C4-5, moderate central canal stenosis, right cervical radiculopathy, and right shoulder impingement. Period. Patient is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. Period. She is cleared for same. Signed, Dr. Wallington Ferguson.